I'm failing as a husband.
Yeah, type deal.
Well, now so. I know York gets shot in the ass. Thanks, Irby.
I feel like it's it was before this though.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it was like a
watch manga. It be next fucking episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies The Shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, my co-host, Bay.
What up?
What's up, Irby?
You know, the usual, living life.
Nice,
life
nice.
Living me.
Nice, nice. Okay, guys, not gonna lie. It was brought to my attention 3 days ago, without me even noticing. I ran out of episodes for Wise Man's Grandchild, and I didn't even notice until this morning. So, there's an empty slot on the board.
See.
And I'm about to fill it.
Fill it up, baby.
Yep. So, starting next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be watching Peach Boy Riverside.
Beach Boy Riverside.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It won't be a bad one, I guess. I was like, you know, that's one I thought about rewatching.
You already watched it?
No. I just like being silly.
Well, you're doing a mighty fine job at it, Irby.
Maybe I am today. Being the silliest.
But do you have a flavor of the week?
I got a few flavors this week.
I only have two.
Yeah. But I'm going to give some love to Hanizawa. How he just shows up. And he's like, oh, I'm brainwashed. But you know what? I'm going to beat the piss out of you.
And
that fight, I was like, yeah. That's like, okay.
Mob confused me at the end, but it didn't take too long to pick up.
Yeah, I did enjoy the Mob this week. I also enjoyed Spy Family a lot this week.
Bruh, Mob, so Spy Family swerved me in the beginning. Like, I probably should have put two and two together.
Yeah.
it was that damn vision paired with the gloom and the cuts.
Yeah.
I think it's
funny though, because in the manga, there's like one episode where like she gets shot in the butt. So like the lawyer's like she doesn't want to sit with me or hang with me or something, and like the reason she doesn't want to sit down is because she got shot. it's nothing to do with him, and he's like, oh, this, that, and the other.
I'm failing as a husband.
Yeah, type deal.
Well, now so. I know York gets shot in the ass. Thanks, Irby.
I feel like it's it was before this though.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it was like a
watch manga. It be next fucking episode.
Yeah, could be.
Watch but it be like next episode, and I'm like, well, York got shot in the ass. She's not gonna want to sit with Lloyd.
Could it was a manga episode because. This one happened, Frankie's little thing happened after that, so I was like, oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Or it could be next episode.
Also, Frankie's thing is canon?
I thought it could be. I don't know. It's not clear. But assuming if it's in the manga, it's got to be in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You said we'll you had more flavors. What's up? What you got?
Yeah, the whole episode was funny for Spy. So we'll talk more about that when it's there.
Oh yeah, that episode of Spy was great.
Yeah, and then little Tots when Destiny, she's like, oh, so this is what it's like for someone to mask a feeling. I was like, oh, look at you picking up on people cues. Yeah.
Yeah, Ty hit me in the feels a little bit.
I was like, forget you, Ty. No, he's okay. He's a good guy.
That end of the episode hit me in the feels a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Just wait till you watch the next episode.
You watch the next episode?
Yeah, dog.
Couldn't wait?
Nah, I figured we was just gonna do two of Tot since the wise man went down the drain, so.
Before we hit record, you know what you said to me, Irby? You know what you said to me?
No, I don't remember.
You know what happens when you assume, big dog.
Yeah. But, you know, I had that just in case. You was like, yeah, I just did two, you know? Keep it in my back pocket, know what I mean?
Didn't do it.
You gotta get ready, you stay ready.
You right.
I should have known. You don't think like that.
Hey, listen. Had I actually paid attention to what you told me, and we probably would have had an episode of Peach Boy Riverside on this episode.
It's quite possible. Who knows?
Yeah. But on to my flavors this week.
No one cares. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to make them care. One coming from Bleach, Stud Kurosaki catching a Reishi arrow with his bare hands. My man was being cool, even though none of it's going to catch me by surprise because me and Irby already read the entirety of Bleach and reacted to it in the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
But coming in flavor number two, just get some contrast in this tea. Tokyo Revengers. Without saying too much that'll give it away to Irby.
I ain't gonna watch it no more, dog.
Damn. Someone very important in their life might be in danger. And it was shocking. It was like, oh. And I don't think this can be fixed. So I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not good.
Good.
Not good.
I'm all about killing folks off.
You not.
Yeah, I am.
You not.
I would have killed everyone off.
Damn.
I would have told Takemichi to find him a new love interest.
Man, we both know that's the best he gonna do.
They come dime a dozen.
Not for him, dog. Not for him. Hina's a great girl.
He got emotional attachment. That's all.
Actually, I think it's because he was a loser and it was the only girlfriend he ever had, so it's like, shit, that was the only girl who actually gave me a shot.
Yeah, that's how it be, dog. But you know, there's always other fish in the sea, even though you got to swim through a little piece of trash.
Yeah, but he's fishing in a pond.
Yeah, well, keep swimming, little fella.
His river dried out.
Wait till it rain, little fella.
All right, you want to attack some Classroom of the Elite quotes?
Go ahead, big dog.
Okay, from season 2, episode 3. The greatest souls are capable of the greatest vices as well as the greatest virtues.
Sounds like a model to my life.
What are you thinking?
Give it a 7.75.
I was thinking 8 or 9.
Yeah, take it how you will. Round up, round down, bring it around town.
Season 2, episode 4. The material has to be created. It's short, simple, to the point, 7.
You know, they say matter can neither be created nor destroyed. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that quote.
Unrated. Oh, he gave it a 4. Oh, went low. Yeah, episodes low. 4. Season 2, episodes 4 quote got a 4 for Irby.
And what did you give it?
A 7.
A 7. You're too lenient.
What? I don't know. I just go with the first number comes to my mind.
You gotta be stringent.
Stringent? That's not a word in my vocabulary.
Dang. Well, you can look it up after the show.
after the show, season 2, episode 5, every failure is a step to success. That's a solid 9.
I was going to give it 11.
Sure.
Nah.
But it's right. I mean, you can learn from all failures.
Yeah. Are they really failures if you learn from them?
No. It's a step towards success is if you learn from it.
It's kind of like that quote earlier where it was like, oh, it's only a mistake if you don't take the steps to correct it.
Yeah. I mean, isn't essentially a lot of science trial and error?
It is. A lot of mess around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, for the hell of it, we're going to do one more. Season 2, Episode 6. Adversity is the first path to truth.
Adversity. I mean, that is... I can agree with that.
I'm a bit ignorant to the definition of adversity.
It's like when something knocks you down, do you say, I'm a wimp and stop it? Or do you say, you know what? I'm going to muscle through this and keep going.
Oh.
Like, I guess you could say in terms of a video game, like it's like you're doing a level and you're like one or two levels short, but you think you could defeat the boss and he starts beating up on you and you're like, I got to defeat the boss. And you end up powering through and defeat the boss. Like that's like adversity. It's like an event that can cause you to go in the opposite direction.
Oh, so adversity is a cliche MC.
Yeah, pretty much. Gotcha. Simple terms.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Herbie, what would you like to talk about first?
Would you like to go ahead and get Chojin out the way since it's fresh?
It is definitely fresh, and you know what? I didn't really understand what I finished reading.
Dang.
I was like, what the fuck just happened?
A bunch of fighting, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fighting, yeah. But go ahead. I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, basically, I forget the guy's name. The sword guy. He started fighting his arch nemesis, and apparently that guy stole someone from his clan's power, and he's a collector of Chojin powers. And so they get to fighting, and basically he defeats our boy, the Chojin person. So then he's like, oh, I'm gonna collect one of his swords because he had one of the special swords so I can have a pair of it. And he's like, nope, I'll do that later. And then so we flash to Azuma, and Azuma's fighting old lady, and he goes from an attack mode to defense mode plus attack, kind of, sort of. And so now they're fighting some more. He beats him up, gets beat up. She's landing hits. She's like, oh, well, check out this new mode. If you survive this, you're really strong. And, you know, they say, like, the strong ones, they're natured in battle. And, you know, they come up. And they're completely different than, like, people talk about constant training. And she's like, oh, survive this. And she goes in a chaos state. And she just starts putting in work.
I feel like she was just in a convoluted way. She just explained... being book smart won't help you on the streets.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you go to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym and they teach you all the moves, but you never apply them to actual fighting, then you never really know. Because in certain fights, your opponent's not going to bend his arm a certain way for you to get it. So
right.
You have to maneuver yourself to put him in the position to get got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then she goes on and explains the chaos state, and some beings lose their humanity in it, and some are able to actually be in the chaos state and control it somewhat. So, yeah, she goes into a big old monster and starts fighting again, so.
Oh, boy, here I go killing again.
Yeah. So, well, that was that. Good episode.
Alrighty. Now let's talk about Wise Man's Grandchild. Oh, wait, we can't. It finished. Damn it!
I ain't sad.
It was such a weird finish. That's why I didn't think it finished. I was like, oh, that was the season ender? So disappointing. Yeah.
It was.
What the fuck was that?
I feel like they did like a mid-season finale of something. I was like, huh.
Yeah, it probably is just the first half of the season because all the exciting shit happened in the middle of the season.
It did. Or maybe they're one of those ones where they didn't get renewed, but they're going to be in manga form, so.
Oh, that'd be sad.
I'd be okay with it. But let me go ahead and read.
Yeah, I don't know if I plan on reading, that's why.
Dang. You should plan on reading. Reading is fundamental.
We'll see.
Yeah, you read everything else. Yeah. So.
All right, so moving on to
some Tata Asina.
Oh man, episode 10, Master
of People. You want to do Mob, then do Tat.
We can do, well, they're both along the lines of like the same kind of interesting. It's just they hit different spectrums of the emotional scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do Tact.
Okay, big dog.
Yeah, we can do that. Episode 10, Master and Pupil, Lenny. Well, Lenny's over here comparing Asina's show as a light to guide the way. And he thinks to himself, oh, he wants to be a light like that for someone. And then we end up with Lenny, Tack, Destiny, and Titan versus Commander Guy, Heaven and Hell. And the Commander Guy is saying, oh, are you taking on, are you doing this to make amends for the past? Which we got no answers for that.
We didn't.
In this episode. I was like, all right, yeah. So what do you do? Because so far, all I know is the attack.
Well, not in a concrete sense, but in like maybe an abstract sense.
Well, maybe it was just him failing to protect Asahina in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a little bit of the backstory. We got to see how close Lenny and Asahina, Tak's dad, became. And Asahina was actually a conductor? No, he wasn't a conductor. He was a conductor, but not like one with a music card. He was just a guy who believed that he could bring hope to people with music. And Lenny was actually trying to warn him. He was like, hey, no, maybe we shouldn't do this, you know, increasing threats. But, of course, guy didn't listen because MC can't have both parents alive.
Yeah.
So the building collapse is what we saw. We saw Lenny waking up and we saw Tak crying over his dad. And we're going back to the fighting scene and it's Destiny versus Hell. Titan versus Heaven. Heaven has like this umbrella thing that turns to a gun and a sword. And they're going back and forth and we get another flashback to when Lenny first gets Titan. The commander approaches him and is like, hey, you have two options. You can recover, live your life as is, or you can fight back. So he decides to fight back, and Titan and Lenny make a promise to each other. It's like, hey, when you're down, I'm going to smile for you so you can smile again. I'm going to smile enough for both of us. And they both basically say that they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So we're fighting again, and and Tact's going all out. It's kind of for some weird reason, Lenny wasn't involved in part of the fight. Like some of the choreography for this scene, it's probably like the way that it is in the manga, but like it was kind of like making sense. Like this is supposed to be like a, in a music card sense, a 2-on-2, But it just seems like a series of one versus twos.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Destiny and Titan versus Hell and Heaven. It's like Destiny versus Hell and Heaven. And then it's Titan versus Hell and Heaven. And then now I'm just fucking putting two and together. That's Hell and Heaven together.
Yeah.
I just put that together. But we get another flashback where Lenny goes to Tack's house and like he's like he it seems like he wants to apologize for not being able to protect his dad. But then he decides it's not right. He starts walking away but hears some music in the garage and he's like listening and then he hears Tack crying. It's just like now's not the time I should be apologizing and he walks away.
Yeah.
So back to the fight. Tack and Destiny go complete synchronized mode and let off a rifle burst that destroys Heaven's umbrella. Okay. Then they're gearing up for a second major shot, but it seems like the corrosion spread much faster than they're used to. Because I feel like they fought way longer before. Like, the consistency of how long they can fight is very confusing to me.
Oh, he's also losing his life force. So yeah, he it's also doesn't like, have as much. Yeah, doesn't have as much life as he did initially.
And he's also probably like was trying to put a lot more power into that shot. It looked like,
yeah,
which will like equate to like how much life force he wants to put into it. But Tack goes down, so Destiny reverts back to her blonde hair form, her cassette form. Hell kicks her out the way, and then Heaven's about to shoot Tack, but then Lenny gets in front of him instead of just tackling Heaven for some reason. Like, that's another thing I don't understand. If you can, like, and it happens with scenes and like, hey, someone's about to get hit by a car, so, like, to save them and kind of push them out the way. If you have enough time to push someone out the way, and you're strong enough to, like, push that person out the way, why don't you try to carry them out the way? Like, get yourself out the way, too. You know what I mean?
Well, you can push, and then you can fly over top of them.
That, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I know what you mean, because I'll be watching a lot of shows. I'm like, man, this is dumb. Like,
you could have been avoided.
You could have saved a whole bunch of stuff by, you know, switching cars as a Geico, but...
Shut the fuck up. But as I'm saying, like, Lenny could have... He had enough time to get in the way of the shot. Like, you had enough time to, like, alter the shot. She was right there. It's not like she was shooting from, like, 200 meters away. Like, they were both right there in arm length of you. So he took the shot, and then she raises her arm and pops two more into him.
And just keep shooting.
Yeah, it was just like, bro, no one's doing anything. Like, we're kind of just accepting this. Titan is more than capable of, like, jumping in at any point. But... actually, Hell was holding her back. Okay.
Yeah.
So then they put up a fight as he's bleeding out. I'm like, where was this fight earlier? This was just... you could have been helping earlier. This bitch just went off. Where's all this power coming from? Why were you holding back? I don't understand what's going on. So, like, the fight's ending. Lenny's dying. Titan had a moment where she had, like, fucking five shotguns out at once, and she sent a fucking blast going towards Hell, but Heaven got in the way. Did the same thing that I was talking about, pushed her out the way, and took the hit. But Heaven and Hell both survived the shot. Lenny is on the floor, bleeding out. They're having a very emotional moment together. And Tack is telling Lenny how he's writing a song about his experiences up to now. And then he's a part of that song because he showed him what harmony is. And Lenny fades into, I guess, what you can say, he sees the light. So, like, in his transition, he's playing a duet with Tack. Tack being on the computer and him having that big guitar.
Yeah, no. And I think it's the bass, yeah.
Yeah.
Bass violin.
And then Tak's father shows up and it's like, that was a beautiful sound, and then end episode.
Yeah.
So, emotional episode. I like the episode. It's just like, with those saving scenes, they always get me, because I always feel like you had enough time to do something differently.
Yeah. I was watching a whole bunch of stuff in anime. I'm like, you know, if you could just, you know, I just hating the whole, oh, let me sacrifice myself, when both y'all could have lived.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have, I definitely feel like he could have at least grabbed Tot, and I could see if he caught a bullet.
And it's not even just that.
Like, fatally killing him, yeah.
It's not even just that. Like, Tak and Destiny were going all out from the beginning. Like, this is the first time you see Lenny and Titan go all out. And it's like, why didn't you just do that from the start? It's not like she takes as your life force like Destiny does to Tak. Like, you guys could have done that from the very beginning, and you probably would have avoided bleeding out. Because she was taking on heaven and hell at the same time, no problem.
Yeah.
The only problem was she was outnumbered. And if she went all out at first, I'm not saying Destiny is strong enough to take out either hell or heaven, but I'm saying she's good enough to stall while you overpower one.
Yeah. My thoughts, exactly.
Yeah, so, I'm still surprised Lenny died. I didn't think I was that attached to him, but it was kind of sad. And we got a couple more episodes to go, so I'm excited to see where the series is gonna call its either mid-season finale or season finale.
Yeah. I do think that one other funny part I did like earlier, worth mentioning, is when they're about to go to the meeting place, and she was like, oh, it's like, oh, is this a date? And she's like, what's a date? It's like, you know, when you go hang out with someone that you like. And then she's like, oh, we did that yesterday. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and oh. Anna is like, oh, those two seem like they're getting close. So, like, they're clearly trying to put, like, a love interest between Tak and Destiny, which, I don't know, I think it's kind of weird, because there was a love interest with Tak and Cassette, sort of. Like, you feel like, even though it's kind of like they were kind of like family, it was like, oh, that's also kind of like a love interest. She like brought him out of like the dark place he was in.
Was it, are they like family? I think they're just like childhood friends.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know how like somehow your childhood friend is also like family? Like, oh, this person can come to my house whenever because my family knows them and like my family has welcomed them. It's almost like they are family. So, like, yeah. You get, like, the one in... it's, like, there's, like, a fine line between, like, childhood friend, okay, this is someone I might have a love interest with, or this is someone that's like my sister, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I like, either way, if Cassette was either one for Tak, I still think it'd be kind of weird to have a love interest with Destiny, because it's, like, essentially you're with that person. It looks exactly the same. And it's like, you're going to be thinking about that person if he was to end up with Destiny.
Yeah. More likely than not.
Yeah. But it sounded like you wanted to talk about Mob next and to save Spy for last.
Yeah, I feel like Spy has a resident place at the end.
It's just a banger.
Yeah, all the way through. So Mob Psycho, Season 3, Episode 4. The new divine tree founder appears. So it starts off with the girl that stood up my boy Mob. She was like, oh, I totally forgot about you, Mob, because we all went out with some people. From the founders, the bigwig showed up and we decided to do this. I'm like, oh, okay. You're just a jerk. Standing up my boy.
I thought the same thing too.
You could at least say, hey, I'm not going to make it today.
See, like, it wasn't suspicious for me, because I was like, oh, she's always been obsessed with the fucking that group.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you're a bitch. It's all right, Mob, move on.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if she's like, hey, not showing up today, and then bloop, was gone. But, you know, she just didn't. So I was like, huh, that's very irresponsible. At least I would always message somebody like, hey, I'm not showing up today. So then the psycho helmet religion, they form a branch at the school that like all these people are into. I'm like, oh, okay. That's crazy. Like y'all want a branch there already. So then Reagan invites Mob to check out the roots of the city because they're getting a bunch of requests because they think it's paranormal. Which it is paranormal, but isn't paranormal, I guess. So then they find out that the brainwashing that's going on in the city is from actually like the Divine Tree essence, because people around town have been selling Divine Tree stuff and this, that, and the other. Like, oh, have this Divine Tree jute roots and Divine Tree cookies and Divine this, that, and the other. And people have been acting strange.
Right.
Which then led me to a thought I had. What if Dimple was actually brainwashed too?
See, at this point, I still wasn't convinced Dimple was the guy pretending to be Mob.
I mean, I thought about it. It could be, but what if it's just the Broccoli has a life of its own? Or like, what if Broccoli took on the excess energy from the evil guy that they were fighting before, and it's like him reincarnated, but only the evil parts?
All possible.
Which we don't know yet. This is part one of, I don't know how many they didn't disclose.
Very true. How many
parts would be. So then Hinazawa, he was the one that figured it out because he drank the thing and he's like, oh, this is brainwashing stuff. And he's like, I'm going to go destroy that plant. So he goes to destroy the Broccoli, in a sense. And so the tree god shows up to stop him. They start fighting. And then he starts getting brainwashed again. But it's all an act because my boy faked obedience and then launches a counterattack. And he's like, oh, that stuff only works on weak-willed people that aren't strong enough. And so they start fighting. And let's see here. Yeah, he chops up the fake. And then there's another guy, Mini Gishiri. He's a plant worker. He's like, hey, boss, these plants look like they're wilting and losing energy. And so, like, eventually he figures it out. But then he gets knocked out and brainwashed again. So I'm like, dang. So then Mob meets up with his brother. And this is after Mob was feeling like he's being watched for Reagan. It's like, oh, you just think you're Mr. Popular, huh? That's the only reason why you feel this way. And so, but no, they was being watched the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tell the brother Ritsu that the plan is to carry the Broccoli off to the ocean. And he's like, oh, I guess we'll do it. And also, this is going to be another one of my flavors when Mob was like, well, we could do it, Ritsu, because there was a time where we all had to carry a piano and not all of us could move it by ourselves, but we worked as a team. I was like, what a nice allegory there, Mob.
Yeah, comparing a piano to the fucking giant Broccoli that's taking over the city.
Yeah, so that happened. Yeah, and then Ritsu, he remembers to wear the counter at the school board and he has candy. He's like, oh, here's a candy for you and you and you. And Mob's like, oh, I'm going to save my candy for after we do this. And Reagan's like, yeah, I'll do the same. And then so what happens is Ritsu eats it and he's like, oh, I want to make a stop. And they go to like the civic center and everyone in there's brainwashed and they're like, oh, let's go ahead and do this. Like, don't we know what you're doing with the Divine Tree? And this reaffirms that Mob, Mob was being watched because they all was looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Now.
And then so.
Question for you. Reagan is, like, definitely faking, right?
Yeah, he has no... I think he's aware of the, like, psychic stuff.
And he's just like, there's no place for me there.
Yeah.
Say, so there's something. Something's about to go down there. You know what? I need to protect
myself. Are you talking about when he's like, yeah, what if it's just not the whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's faking. Because you definitely don't see him getting brainwashed from somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when did he get brainwashed? And I'm like, nah, he's not brainwashed.
Yeah. So I don't know. He could be faking art. I mean, it did raise a great point because he's like, are you sure you're the one to take up the role or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Because Mob doesn't have that charisma.
No, not at all. And then another thing, I have another question for you when you talk about the last bit of the episode.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah. And then, so Mob, then he then goes to talk to the fake leader directly. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, Mob was around a lot of people before he got to the tree. Why did the people around the tree, like, kind of seemed like they snapped out of their shit and was like, oh, it's the actual founder. And, like, even the blondie from the school was, like, smiling and said, hey, it's Mob. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But away from the tree, they were like, nah. Nah.
Maybe it's because Mob's energy was strongest at the tree at one point, so it counteracts, per se. And the root grass go somewhere.
That part confused me, but my man's 61% towards explosion. And I don't think he's exploding into handsome Mob this time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm like where Mob's going. I wonder if he'll get past his intrepidations about things.
We shall see.
Keep on get there and go. Yeah. So on to Spy Family, Your Kitchen / The Informant Gets a Great Romance Plan. So this one just starts off, my man Lloyd, he's pondering why Yor's getting home so late.
And if you're like me, and like I'm sure a lot of people, we both probably assumed it's because she was assassinating people.
Yeah. But I was like, she normally doesn't get her hands cut up. So I was like, that's
what I was thinking. I was like, but now you mentioned the shot in the ass thing. Can't get hurt on the job.
Yeah, but I was like, she's never came from a mission, even home with a Band-Aid on her hands.
Yeah, to your point, before we even talked about the her getting shot in the ass, I did notice, I'm like, it's kind of weird for her to have, like, her hands cut up.
Yeah, I was like, that's weird. And then so the stomach's growl, and Anya asks what's for dinner. And then she's like, Yor has her gloomy expression on her face, and she cuts on her hand, and she's like, oh, I don't want dinner. And Anya reads her mind to see what's going on. She's like, Mama's going to go cry. I was like, oh, what's she crying for? And so,
depressed.
Yeah. And Yor's like, I don't want to fail these two or lose them. I'm like, oh, what's happening?
Because then I can't kill anymore.
Yeah. So then Yor shows up at a place with a disheveled look and a bloody bag filled of crushed tomatoes at her friend's house.
Camille. Yo, but she had such a scary look on her face. I was like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Like she was carrying a head in a bag or something. She was going to show confirmation. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang. And so it turns out that my girl just wanted to learn how to cook for Lloyd because he was stuck in the bathroom the whole day she cooked breakfast for him. Yeah. Which she was out saving the world.
Yeah. So, like, question for you at this point. So, like, she shows up to this door with the bleeding bag. We're presuming it's blood that's coming out of the bag and the scary look on her face. She opens the door, and then the girl says, are we doing this again? What's going through your mind at this point?
I was like, huh, bloody bag, do this again. And I was like, ain't that her friend? I was like,
yeah, I'm like,
I'm sure they're not going to be fighting.
I was like, bro, did they fight yesterday? Like, what's going on? Isn't she the fucking chick from the job? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was something probably along the lines of like, she needed help with something, or you could have been like a bloody steak or just the meat that thawed too early.
Mm-hmm. And then at that point, she mentioned the cook. I'm like, oh, I probably should have put that together.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So they start.
No, I'm sorry. It was also like the fact that Yor in her room was like, if I fail this, I might lose those two. So I'm like, oh, she's got a mission that like could jeopardize her living arrangement.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But I was like, I mean, if you didn't read the title, then you probably like, interesting. But you know, the kitchen. So then they start cooking, and then she's like, the one guy is there. He's like, oh, I got a special taste tester. Your brother here for the cooking.
The sim.
And I was like, ooh, man. So then she starts peeling potatoes, and it's just like a sea of blood. I'm like, ooh, that is the grossest potatoes I've ever seen.
It was so bad. At first, I didn't even know it was blood. I was just like, how'd she get the potatoes to like bleed? And I'm like, oh, wait, that's her hand. Her hand's bleeding. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, this weapon's so hard to use. And she's like, it's not a weapon. So then she's like, oh, I'm good with this weapon. And it's a knife. And she cuts the meat too thin. Then she cuts through the cutting board, cutting up the fish. And I was like, oh, man. And Camilla tells her she's hopeless and to leave, get out of here. And she's like, oh, please, no. I need to be taught. She's like, I don't want to fail. I'm like, oh. So then she comes up with a terrible dish. And then Yuri loves it. But my man's eating and throwing up at the same time. I'm like, ooh-wee.
He's such a simp.
He's terrible. I'm like, oh, bro, stop. Please stop.
Just please stop.
Please. Like, you don't have to fake and perpetrate, my guy. If it ain't good, it ain't good.
It ain't good, homie.
So then this part was funny, too. Camille tries her next dish that yours makes, because she tried to make minestrone.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what this dish was.
Meatball.
She said she was going to teach a meatball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then so she passes out. And she's like, I'm going to teach a meatball. And Yuri eats it, and his light starts flashing before his eyes. He's like, oh, was that you, Mom? And this and that. And I'm like, stop, guy. You're killing yourself.
My thing was immediately after she made the minestrone, and like they cut to like the final result, the purple stuff. I'm like, how do you fuck up that bad with supervision?
Yeah. It's also like, what was that that slime character that could cook terribly?
Shion. Shion, yeah, Shion.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
But now she has a gift that, like, no matter how bad it looks, it'll taste good.
Yeah. So, yeah, so let's see, where was I? And then, so she tries to get Yor to remember what her mother made. Because she's like, maybe we'll try a different approach. And so they were trying to recall dishes her mother made. And she remarks on how less robotic you're seeming lately. And the dish that they were making now is soup. And so they taste it. It's great. They're like, oh, this is good. It's not bad. But it's missing something. So they add their special ingredient because... And certain parts of that domain, they add a little bit of sour cream to the soup. And so That was the spot. Makes it taste delicious.
That was a good observation by Blondie.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that you, when you start cooking, you know that you need to put a little something in there. But not everyone needs to know your secret ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then she goes back to the house and eventually she tells him, I've been trying to learn how to cook. That's why I'm so late. And they're like, oh, that's great. And she's like, tonight I'm making dinner.
And then the faces.
Yeah, and Anya's like, my last supper.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But then it was really good. And Yura had this emotional moment. It's like, oh my God, they look satisfied. And then she lured them into a false sense of security because she's like, and now here's my completely original meal.
Yeah. So she starts talking about how she loves the look. She's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she's at a crossroads between like, oh, should I keep killing again or should I get a family? Because I love this life. And that's what she brought out of her dish and she gives them the dish and basically kills them. Anya's laid up on the ground. Lloyd's on the ground. I'm like, dang.
Oh, boy. Here I go killing again.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Lord. I don't even know what that dish looked like. It looked like a dessert.
It did. It looked like a... It almost looked like a pastry version of, like, a lava cake. Like, once you cut in there, something would ooze out.
Yeah. I have no idea. But, yeah. So, that happens. And we get to my boy Frunky. He asked Lloyd for help because he fell in love with a girl. And basically, my man was just stalking girl, but he calls it intel. He's like, oh, she does this, this, and this. And so he asked Lloyd to help him come up with ways to talk to her and get her to go out with him and stuff. She works down at this cigar shop, and he's like, I don't even like to smoke, but I go there to buy them because she's there. And I'm like, oh man.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what's the worst thing you ever did to get a girl? You had to fake along to go with, since you ain't like smoking.
I don't feel like I've done anything like that.
Yeah, no Frankie stories?
No, I don't think I have anything like I've done. It's like, oh, I really want this girl, and let me do this because she's into it, or she works there, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's how I got into anime.
That's how you got into anime?
No. I'm lying.
Yeah,
I just thought it would be funny to say.
I don't really have anything.
Yeah, I've known some people that done some crazy stuff.
I don't really leave my comfort zone. It's like, as far as like, him smoking and shit like that, doing something like that. I haven't done anything like that.
Yeah. I think I've had, I don't know if I had friends that did something like crazy. It was like, yeah, I don't even like reading this book or something. It was like, she liked it, so I started reading it.
Almost went camping with a chick who wanted to go camping, and like, that's not a thing I would do, especially with people I don't know, because it was like a group of people.
Oh, I would definitely go camping.
Nah, that was like...
I actually have my own tent.
You have your own tent. Nice.
Yes. I don't have a sleeping bag, though, because I outgrew it. But I have my own tent.
But you have your own tent. That's part of what you need.
Part of the battle, and then I have camp lighters and a flintlock fire starter. Yep, have a bear horn. Yeah, what's got the stuff horn? To go camp. It's like a higher decibel thing that you can press that deters animals.
Huh. What if it attracts a bear?
It doesn't attract a bear. It's supposed to go make them go away.
I was just saying. I was thinking, all right, so when you said scare animals away, I'm thinking it's a bear thing that scares animal away. But what's going to scare the bear away? Because it ain't going to be another fucking bear.
Yeah. So. But yeah. Camping's fun.
Aha. So,
yeah. But yeah, I thought it'd be a fun question to ask you. Oh man, Don Juan over there. But anyhow, so he starts prepping and training him for stuff and how to answer and ask questions. And so he basically, Lloyd puts on a disguise to help him talk to her so it's more natural. And then it happens. He goes in there, talks to her. She turns him down, essentially.
Rough. But the funny, it was rough. Like, Anya, yeah. Anya couldn't even pretend she didn't read his mind.
Yeah, I would say it. Yeah, the funny thing was he told him a whole different story, how she was busy and she didn't have time or something. And Anya read his mind and she starts to give him hand pats, like, it's okay. Yeah. So then Lloyd, he goes ahead and he goes ahead and Frankie's going to drink and he's complaining about it and he buys Frankie a drink and Anya's and yours at the obstacle course, so because Anya wanted to go there, and he starts drowning in sorrows there. So that concludes the episode.
Solid episode. I did enjoy it.
It was a great episode, very full of the jokes and hilarity.
I think I would have personally flipped the order of operations. I would have did the Frankie story first and ended with the your story. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, what are you watching lately, Irby?
Not much. Too much lately. I started just putting on The Great Jahi every once in a while if I need some background noise. Still watching D. Gray Man. I did watch a few episodes of Aferetta. Finished up Skeleton Knight the other day.
How did that finish?
I enjoyed it. I call it Interesting Overlord.
Interesting Overlord. I do remember you doing some form of comparison to Overlord.
Yeah. It's a great. Maybe season 2 comes out. Not much else watching. Did some books, read some books, finished up Jin Sung Woo. Third one. Might say that, talk about for next week.
I keep trying to get into another audiobook called Tanya the Evil, and there's actually an anime for it on Crunchyroll and Funimation, but the beginning, like, I can't get past chapter 1. I've tried to start this twice, but like, the amount of explanation and big words used in here, like, just completely, like, derailed my mind into thinking about something else.
Well, you gotta work on your vernacular.
I might just watch the anime. I might try to build the interest in the anime first and then, like, hold my interest in the audiobook.
You said it was Tanya what now?
Tanya the Evil or some shit like that.
I might read it myself.
Yeah, I have like the first 3 volumes and I can't get past chapter 1.
Dang, let me get them volumes then. Yeah, I'll read them for you.
I might send them your way. I mean, I have the audio book, not the actual physical book.
Yeah, duh, I'll log into your account.
I think I could just send it to you.
Go ahead and send me the book then. Jeez. I'll be waiting for it.
I'd send you the Solo Leveling ones, but like I always, before a book comes out, I just listen from the first one. Yeah. But anything else you want to talk about, my good sir?
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
The hubba hubba hubba?
Nah, nothing. I was just being silly. Play from the Little Giants.
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Sí.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. What about you? You want to talk about anything else?
I got nothing, dog.
Don't want to talk about anything else?
I got nothing, dog.
I'm so serious.
Because I got nothing, dog.
Yeah, all right. I guess that concludes this episode.
All right, guys. thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.